Praise be Jesus and Mary. This is my beloved Son, listen to him. These are the words we heard, from God the Father, spoken of his Son while transfigured on Mount Tabor. God the Father would speak similar words at Jesus' baptism. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And it's interesting that, correct me if I'm wrong, in the New Testament there's nothing more, spoken by God the Father, for nothing more needed to be said or could be said. The Father, you could say, spoke his one word, the eternal word, Christ, his only begotten Son. And with him, he has said everything. We're very blessed, to know the fullness of divine revelation, which reached its fullness in Christ, who is the definitive word of God. And we are very blessed to know that nothing more, is to be revealed. We need not wait around wondering if God will speak further. No, he's spoken everything with his Son. The only thing we need to do now is to live according to the Father's command we heard today. Listen to him. And that is the great challenge indeed, to listen to Jesus, to learn how to listen to him. We can listen to our Lord in various ways, simple, in ordinary ways. In sacred scripture, for example, the great book we take for granted at times, to read sacred scripture, especially the Gospels, of course, in a spirit of faith. And our Lord does indeed, speak to us powerfully. In the celebration of the sacred liturgy, in the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, and prayer, when we really try to speak with Christ, with prayers that come from the heart, our Lord does indeed speak to us. And of course, we have to allow him to speak to us, with ourselves being patient and humble and listening to him. And in ordinary events that take place in our daily lives, all these too our Lord uses to speak to us, for all of them form a part of his providential plan for us. At times we are tempted to complain, though, that God doesn't speak to us much, maybe doesn't speak to us at all, or as loudly or as clearly as we would like him to speak to us. But really the only complaint, can come from our Lord, the complaint that we simply aren't listening to him, or we're doing a very, poor job at it. It's very trying for us in today's culture. We get caught up with the noise of the world. We allow it to invade our homes and our daily lives, perhaps too much. So it's all the more challenging for us to learn how to listen, to our Lord and discern his voice, speaking to us in our daily lives. But we ought to be up for that challenge, to learn how to listen to his voice. No one carried out the command we heard from the Father, better than Our Lady. She, in fact, did it so perfectly, listening to her Son in all things. And so we can ask her to help us, to do the same, and she will. She'll teach us the great art of listening, which all the saints had learned. In fact, Our Lady will make this command of the Father's her own, and she will never cease to repeat it to us and to remind us of it. This is my beloved Son, listen to him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.